Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 11, 28, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Jesus is speaking to a group of people that are laboring under a load. And perhaps that is you today. Perhaps there is some kind of load that you are laboring under. And if that is the case, then these words from Jesus are for you. I think we all know what it's like to labor under a load at one time or another, even if it's a physical load. As we saw with the kids, little Cruz trying to pick up that big bag, it gets kind of heavy. And kids nowadays with the backpacks that they wear and trying to stuff the math book and the science book and the biology book. And then if you're a band student, oh boy, then you got to carry around your instruments. And I've seen this. I have a confirmation student who's had this. And pretty soon you get weighed down. Those of you that have been in the military, carrying all that military gear around, and our modern soldiers, from what I have been told, carry somewhere between 60 and 100 pounds of gear at some points. That's pretty heavy. Or maybe you've had that big load of groceries that you've taken in, and you just can't quite fit the several milk cartons in your hands, and you're struggling with the bag, and it's about to slip out, and you're trying to unlock the door with that big load, or that pile of wood, or that bag of cement. The list goes on. I think we know what it's like to bear a burden. There are burdens, however, that we bear that people cannot always see. We might be bearing a burden. You might be bearing a burden right now, laboring under a load that nobody can see. Because there are burdens that we bear which can be mental and emotional. For example, you may be laboring under the load of the loss of a loved one. And that can be a significant thing. It can have a significant impact, and you're mourning the loss, you're dealing with the sadness and the cycles of anger and frustration and sadness. And then add to that, that extra load that is now put upon you because that person left a void. And that must be filled. So sometimes we're laboring under such a load, or maybe you're taking care of someone. Maybe you're taking care of someone who maybe is dealing with a disability or someone who has struggled caring for themselves, and you feel that burden. Maybe you're watching a friend or a family member go through a difficulty. Maybe you're going through a transition in your life. Maybe you're trying to figure out a difficult decision. You're trying to make a decision which will have a significant impact upon your life, and that keeps you up at night. You're tossing and turning, trying to figure out how that is all going to work out. There are a number of different burdens that we can bear. I saw a cartoon the other day of two people, and they were carrying together a heavy load of rocks, just this huge load of big pile of rocks, and on each one of these rocks was a word. Words such as stress, or problems, fears, difficulties, responsibilities. And you know how it can happen in life. Pretty soon the rocks pile up, and you're dealing with different schedules and different responsibilities, and pretty soon you feel like a chicken with your head cut off, running around, and feeling rather overwhelmed, and it can get a little burdensome. Then, as people living in a sinful world, we deal with the burden of sin. Paul speaks about a burden in Romans chapter 7. "The good things I want to do, I don't do them. And the things that I don't want to do, I end up doing those." Have you ever felt that frustration? Trying to do the right thing, and it just seems like you messed up again. And it affected other people, and you feel bad about it yourself, and it's affected other people in your life, and you just say, "Man, why? Why can't I stop doing that?" We, in a sinful world, dealing with that sinful nature, struggle with that difficulty. Paul says, "Oh, wretched man that I am, who will save me from this body of death?" So combining all those burdens, it can become overwhelming. Have you ever gotten to the point where you're so stressed that you are just almost paralyzed? It can totally happen. Maybe you feel like the donkey that I saw attached to the cart. Now, I saw this video of a donkey that was attached to a cart, and the people were loading up the cart with more and more items. Maybe it was bags of seed, I think, and just more and more bags of seed were being put on the cart until finally the cart dipped down and the donkey went up. The donkey's dangling in the air, can't move because the weight of the burden on the cart is so heavy that the donkey is up in the air. Now, it's slightly amusing. I feel kind of bad for the donkey. So they kind of had to push the donkey back down to try to get him so he could walk. But maybe you felt like that. Your stress levels, your burden levels have gotten to the point where you're like the donkey with the legs dangling in the air and you can't move. So what do we do when we get to that point? What do we do when we are dealing with these loads, these laboring loads that we experience? Well, sometimes we try to deal with them by ourselves. We might actually try to escape from them. Have you ever tried to do that? You've got a lot on your plate, and instead of working with what you got, you go over to the computer and start going on the internet and maybe going on Facebook for a while or YouTube, and maybe that's just my generation, but I think sometimes we can procrastinate and then waste about 4 hours maybe binging on a TV show because we've got this burden and we don't want to deal with it. Yeah? Or maybe you've opened up the fridge or the freezer and you pulled out something to help with your burden, but you just end up loading up on calories, and that's not good. That can happen. We try to escape in various ways. Sometimes that can be with alcohol or drugs. We try to escape from the problem, but once we come out of the stupor of being having too much alcohol or maybe too many calories or maybe too much social media, what happens? Well, the burden's still there. In fact, it may have just gotten bigger. So we might try to escape from the burden. Sometimes we might turn inwardly and have an inward focus and start having a massive pity party. Oh, I am such... so forlorn, and we start focusing inward and we forget about the relationships around us. We lose sight of that because we're so focused on the burdens that we have that we've lost sight of the big picture. Or maybe we've tried to double down and say, nope, I'm going to work even harder. But you know how it goes sometimes. You can work harder, but not smarter. You can be under an unbearable load and you can just wear yourself out. Because the truth is that you need help, and sometimes we refuse to go get help. Have you ever been there? If so, Jesus has some words for you. He says these words, come to me. Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You see, in the end, Jesus is the only one who can truly give you and me rest from our burdens. Jesus was speaking to a group of people who were experiencing burdens. It doesn't change. Different parts of history, we have different types of burdens, but we still share the burdens. And Jesus was talking to a group of people that were burdened under the weight of the rules and regulations. That they had God's law, and on top of that, there were the Pharisees that were putting on more. Piling on more and more and more, and the people were feeling burdened. But Jesus, in contrast, he says, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus invites you and me to come and have rest. There's an amazing picture of the good news of Jesus and how he has taken our burden. And it's a wonderful picture that's found in the classic story called Pilgrim's Progress. Anybody seen or read or heard of Pilgrim's Progress? I think so. It's a classic published in 1678, written by a man named John Bunyan. That's 335 years ago, but it's still relevant today. In this narrative that John Bunyan creates, he has a character who is called Christian. And Christian has been walking and journeying, and Christian on his back has a huge load. If you go and on the internet, you can find different artistic renditions of Christian with his heavy load. And some of them, you see Christian, and strapped to him is this ginormous big load. And it's not a beautiful, nice hiking backpack. No, it's this ugly, nasty, giant load that is strapped to his back and it won't come off. He can't get it off. And he, everywhere he goes, that load goes with him. This is Christian with his heavy, heavy burden of sin and shame and guilt. But he comes to this place where there is a cross. He sees a cross on a hill. And I want to share with you John Bunyan's words describing this. So I saw in my dream that just as Christian came up to the cross, his burden loosed from off his shoulders and fell from off his back and began to tumble. And so continued to do till it came to the mouth of the sepulcher, that is the tomb, where it fell in, and I saw it no more. Then was Christian glad and lightsome, and said with a merry heart, He hath given me rest by his sorrow, and life by his death. Then he stood still a while to look and wonder, for it was very surprising to him that the sight of the cross should thus ease him of his burden. He looked, therefore, and looked again, even till the springs that were in his head sent the waters down his cheeks. Later on, John Bunyan writes, Then Christian gave three leaps for joy and went on singing, Thus far did I come laden with my sin, nor could aught ease the grief that I was in till I came hither. What a place is this! Must here be the beginning of my bliss. Must here the burden fall from off my back. Must here the strings that bound it to me crack. Blessed cross, blessed sepulcher, blessed rather be the man that there was put to shame for me. It was at the cross that his burden was lifted, that it fell off, rolling into the empty grave. That's what Jesus has done for you. He has taken the burden and the load of your sin, and he has taken it upon himself on the cross, where he has died for you and for your sake. And the tomb is empty, for your Savior is risen from the dead, and your burden is lifted. You are forgiven. You have been made right with God by the blood of Jesus Christ. For the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses you from all sin and all unrighteousness. Only in Christ will you find rest for your souls. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Now, as we go forward in this next week, we're still going to have some stresses, isn't that right? You probably have a lot on your plate. You're probably going to be dealing with certain individuals that can be stressful, certain situations. But you know what? In Christ, we can have a new perspective, even as we're in the midst of difficult situations. What if we could shift our focus and realize that even in the midst of the struggles and difficulties of life, we can be at rest? What a place to be. For our burden of sin and guilt is taken from us. That changes the perspective of our living out our life. Listen to what Jesus says. He goes on. After he says, Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He says these words. He says, Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Jesus contrasts his yoke with other yokes. Now, what is a yoke? I'm not talking about having breakfast here. I'm talking about a different kind of yoke. Y-O-K-E, the yoke that you might see on oxen, or there are yokes for people where they wear them and there's a notch where the head goes here and there are wood beams that go here and then the weight is right here. There are all kinds of different yokes. The question is, what kind of yoke are you going to wear? Are you going to wear the yoke of sin and shame and sorrow and all these things? Are you going to wear the yoke that someone in your life has put upon you? Or maybe yourself has put upon you? But how about a different yoke that Jesus offers? For his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Now, in Jesus' day, wearing the yoke was an analogy of being a disciple, of being a follower. So Jesus says, take my yoke upon you. Be my disciple. Follow me. Follow me. And in this following of Jesus, our Savior who has redeemed us, we find joy. We find peace. We find that our lives have a meaning and purpose, which then is in service to God. Wherever God has placed you, now the focus can be on service to the Lord. Whether you are in the police department, whether you're a teacher, whether you're an electrician, whatever vocation you have, now the focus is, this is for the Lord. What a neat thing. It says in Ephesians chapter 2, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. God's got something cool for you this week. Colossians 1:28. Actually 29, for this I toil, struggling with all his energy that he powerfully works within me. Paul the apostle worked hard. And I know we've got some hard workers out here. I know it. But see, Paul, he works not in his own strength and his own effort, but he works in the strength that the Lord provides. And when we are operating in the strength of the Lord, that shifts everything. Then from the Lord and from the gift of the Holy Spirit come that peace and that joy, even in the midst of the work. So as we start our day, what is our focus? How can we start our day so that we're not relying on ourselves to bear the burdens that come along the day? Well, one of the things that we can do is commend those burdens to the Lord. Give them to the Lord, right? As that song says, take it to the Lord in prayer, right? I had a mentor who is instrumental in reminding me about the importance of prayer. Prayer is a wonderful, wonderful thing. And I had a mentor who encouraged me to make prayer a significant priority in my life. And it's been a huge blessing. So if you're like me, some days when you wake up in the morning, you're kind of stressed. Have you ever had one of those days where you haven't even got out of bed yet and you've got this whole list of things that you got to do, or this situation that you dread taking care of, and you're wondering how this is all going to work out? Yeah, you been there? Yeah. You know what the tendency can be sometimes is we can just march out of bed and try to do it all on our own strength. Rah! And then we get freaked out and pretty soon we're the donkey in the air, dangling, because we've just lost it. We freaked out. We could do that, or how about what if we gave the burden over to the Lord at the beginning of the day? I've experienced this. I've pastors get stressed too, believe it or not. But, you know, I've had those days where I've been stressed out, and then after the time of prayer, the burden has been lifted. Now, does that mean that there's still work to do? Absolutely. But the burden's lifted because the focus has been shifted. In Bible study this morning, we were talking about the focus on Jesus. And when the focus is on Jesus, then it's not on me. Taking the burden to the Lord, he can take it. So we don't have to feel like our self-worth is tied up with this thing that we must do during the day. You're a forgiven, baptized child of God. Your self-worth is not tied up in your tasks. That frees you and me to go forth with the task without being concerned, worried, or burdened. So I would encourage you, take Jesus up on his offer. He says, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard, guide, and keep your hearts and minds in the one true faith until life everlasting. Amen.